This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, July 12th. God's word to you today is attraction. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 13, verse 16, from the Message translation, and it says, "Make sure you don't take things for granted and go slack in working for the common good. Share what you have with others. God takes particular pleasure in acts of worship, a different kind of sacrifice." Attraction is a very interesting phenomenon. But how does attraction work? Physics tells us that like poles repel and unlike poles attract. But when it comes to life, there are certain things you can do to attract certain things. What do you need to do to attract flies? Sit with trash and they will come. You do not need to pray or fast for the flies. They will come willingly. As nauseating as it might sound, it is very similar to our relationships. There are two sides to attraction. There are things you can do to attract, and there are things you can do to repel. However, note that, as they say, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. One person's response could be never, but another person's response could be forever. This means that we can be deliberate about the things we want to attract into our lives. In your family, what are you attracting? How you behave determines what you attract. Let's take the husband and wife scenario, for instance. The man shouts at the woman for whatever reason, and the woman shouts back at him. Guess what? That woman has attracted something, because the man is going to want to stand up to the match. Then what happens? Am I saying if a husband shouts at his wife, she should keep quiet? Exactly. The reason is, for men, certain things attract certain things, and for women, certain things attract certain things. For instance, if a man talks down at his wife and treats her shabbily throughout the day, when he shows up at night, he would have succeeded in repelling and not attracting. There are things that you do that repel, and there are things that you do that attract. There is a couple that the man has not touched his wife for about 3 years because she was doing certain things that repel him. He needed a huge deliverance, and he got it to the glory of God. Similarly, in our relationship with God, there are things you can do that can attract God. There are things you can do that can attract fire. 1 Kings 18, verses 20 to 48a, please read, shows us how to attract fire from heaven. The question is, do you want fire from heaven? Please read 1 Kings 18, verse 26, which says, "Then they called on the name of Baal from morning until noontime, shouting, 'O Baal, answer us.' But there was no reply of any kind." Every satanic priest that sets up an altar against you, your destiny, as they call, there will be no reply of any kind. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Lord, may everything I do consistently attract and not repel you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.